Join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is By My Spirit by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
So Jesus operated, come on, those of you been here a while, how? As a man anointed by the Spirit of God. Say it to me. Say, Jesus operated in the earth as a man anointed by the Spirit of God. Now, the reason why that's so foundational is because there's no way that I can do what Jesus did if I think he operated as God in the earth. If I'm going to do what he did and even come close to even attempt to do the works, to bind and to loose, and I need to understand, I got to operate like Jesus. I am a man. I'm in human form. You are a woman. You're in human form. But you can operate as a man, as a woman, anointed by the Spirit of God, so you can do what Jesus did and call those things that be not as though they were. Jesus operated as a man anointed by the Spirit of God. Well, Pastor Bailey, where do you get that from? Acts 10, verse 38. Peter is preaching at Cornelius' house, as I referred to earlier. And one of the things he says about Jesus, how God anointed Jesus. Who anointed Jesus? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. And as a result of that, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Because what? Because God was with him. So watch this. So when I have the Holy Ghost, that's evidence that God's with me. When I get filled with the Holy Ghost, that is evidence that God is with me. God is in the form of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is as God in me. And just like Jesus was anointed by the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. Look at me. You and I, we can be anointed by the Holy Ghost. We can go about doing good and healing people who are oppressed, who are tormented, who are under the power of the devil, because God is with us. If I'm going to do what he did, I got to have what he had when he did what he did. And what he had was the anointing by the Holy Ghost. So it was going to be by the Spirit of the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, that the disciples could do these greater works. So the Holy Spirit is the supernatural agent of God that indwells the Christian to operate like Jesus in the earth. The Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost is Jesus in spirit form. Did you catch that? The Holy Ghost is Jesus in spirit form. Colossians 1:27. It says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, here we go, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. When it says Christ, that means the anointed one and his anointing is in me. Christ is not Jesus' last name. It means the same anointing that was on Jesus is in me. Glory to God. Look, somebody say, you don't know who you're messing with. The same anointing that Jesus had is in me. Hallelujah. So when I'm riding to church in the morning, I told those clouds, I said, stop this. All it rained. I command the sun to shine. Come through. Well, why would you do that? Because Jesus did it. And said, peace be still. And I started thinking about it. I said, most folks don't believe that. So I'm more like I'm the only one doing it. Probably ain't nobody countering me. Ain't like people saying, rain, rain. Well, I want more storms to rain. So I probably didn't even have any resistance. What am I doing? I'm operating like Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:4-7, it says, we have this treasure, this anointing, this Jesus in spirit form. We have this treasure in these earthen vessels. That means this body. A couple places in the scripture is referred to as this tabernacle. A tabernacle means a temporary dwelling. God's spirit is in these earthly bodies. We have this treasure, this anointing in these earthen vessels. Watch it. That the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. So it's not us, it's the power of God in us. It's by his spirit. Look, somebody says, by his spirit. So the Holy Spirit enables the believer, as I so often teach and remind you, to do what we otherwise could not do, to know what we otherwise could not know, and to say what we otherwise could not say. Do what we otherwise could not do. We read Acts 8:1-8. You shall receive power. Power. Authority. Legitimate right of influence and to make things happen. When you're going to receive that power? After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's what he says to his disciples. You're going to get this power when? After the Holy Ghost. So that tells me I'm powerless without the Holy Ghost. Why you want to be a Christian without the Holy Ghost, I don't know. Jesus said in another place, he told his disciples, I give you power over all the power of the devil. I give you authority over all the force of the devil. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So I need the Holy Ghost in order to have this power. Watch it. And then you shall be witnesses. One translation says my representatives. Another one says martyrs. You shall be my witnesses. You'll represent me in Jerusalem. That's the immediate place where they get filled on the day of Pentecost. In Jerusalem, that's the surrounding areas, community. In Samaria, that's beyond their city, beyond their community, beyond their nation. And then ultimately to the uttermost part of the earth. But it starts with you getting the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, can I tell you something? Those of you who think you want to do great things for God, don't be trying to go overseas these other countries that they don't even be talking about Jesus without the Holy Ghost. Because they'll tell you quick, Paul I know, and Peter I know, but who the heck are you? You have no power. So the Holy Spirit is going to enable believers to do what we otherwise could not do. We have power over the devil. I can bind and I can loose. I bind the negative and I loose the positive. He says, in other words, get a revelation of heaven. When you understand what heaven is like, where God exists, in that spirit dimension, in that spirit realm, he said, when you understand what that's like, speak that on earth. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So there's no sickness in heaven, so I bind sickness in earth, because whatever I bind on earth is what's already bound in heaven. What I loose on earth is what's already loosed in heaven. Are y'all with me here? So you got to get a picture of how God exists. And start using your authority to the power of the Holy Spirit to speak those things. Take authority and create and recreate your world with your words and your authority to make things the way it's supposed to be. And you got to do it daily. And command your world and command your family. And take authority over your atmosphere. So I can do what I otherwise could not do. In 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, it tells us about the nine gifts of spirit. And the nine gifts of spirit are basically broken down in these three categories. Those that do something, those that cause us to know something, and those that cause us to say something, do something. We got the gifts of healing, work of miracle, special faith. Those that cause us to know something. That's the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirit. Those that say something. We got tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. Now you need to understand this. All the gifts of the spirit were present in the old covenant, in the Old Testament, except for tongues and interpretation. All these other things were still operative. And now he is in us so we can operate as Jesus in the earth. Are y'all getting this? So, number one, I can do what I otherwise could not do when I get filled with the Holy Spirit. Number two, I'm going to know what I otherwise could not know. 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter verse 9, it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed them unto us by his what? By his Spirit, capital S. By his Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. So the things that natural eyes haven't seen, the thing that natural ears haven't heard, the thing that man hasn't even thought about, God reveals them unto me by his Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. He said, God's spirit knows God. So when we get God's spirit, now we get the mind of God. And later on he says, that's why we know we got the mind of Christ. I can think God's thoughts. Come on, say it and say, I can think God's thoughts. See, you have to balance that. You have to know the New Testament says that, so you won't just go around quoting Isaiah 55, that his thoughts are higher than our thought, and his ways are higher than our ways. That's before you get the Holy Spirit. Now when you get the Holy Spirit, you can know what he knows, because you have the mind of Christ. Oh, man. Oh, come on. I'm trying to get you some. I'm trying to cause you to have confidence that you don't walk through this earth as a victim. Just subject to whatever's happening, to whatever the devil is doing. And I don't know what to do. And I'm so confused. And I don't know what to do with these kids. And I don't know what to do in my job. And I don't know what to do in this marriage. And I don't know what to do in my finance. The devil is a lie. I got the mind of Christ. I got the Holy Ghost. I can know what I otherwise would not know. First John 2:20 reminds us again, you have an unction, which means an anointing from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Say that. Say, I know all things because I have the Holy Ghost. That means all things you need to know. That don't mean everybody's business. Let me just clarify. Mm-hmm, I know. Mm-hmm, I can see. I know stuff. No, you're just a busybody. It's talking about knowing everything you need to know to handle your business. Knowing everything you need to know. You know, we were talking with somebody the other day, and they were talking, and Pastor Mark said, yeah, Lord will show you. We're talking about, you know, wives trying to run behind a husband and looking at the email and look what's your password? Who's this? Who this? Oh, you like that, huh? Yeah. Oh, you like, that's what you like? I see your heart on that. Oh, you like that, huh? Brothers, don't be liking nothing. Just watch that thumb. That's cut. I don't like that. Because Instagram show you. You let all your friends know what you like. They like that. Then your wife says, oh, this what you like, huh? I don't know what I'm talking about. Really. So, about handling your business. So you don't have to go through all that drama. But let me tell you something. When you got the Holy Ghost, he'll let you know if something ain't right. Come on, you don't have to go chasing behind in all this drama. No, the Holy Ghost will let you know. In the first year or two of our marriage, we moved the Holy Ghost showed Marcia a movie. That's why I told y'all I ain't been with nobody else in 34 years, because the Lord showed on a movie. You start seeing movies, you're like, okay, I won't be acting in this play. I play every spouse, see movies. So you don't have to go through drama. But you have an unction from the Holy Spirit, and you know all things. So the Holy Spirit reveals that the deep thing, back in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. What man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of man? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but by the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit which is of God. That's the Holy Spirit. Why has He given it to us? Come on, what's the last verse? That we may know the things that are freely given unto us of God. It's by His Spirit. And I have an unction. And I know all things. Thirdly, Holy Spirit caused me to be able to say what otherwise could not say. Everybody say boldness. Well, I just don't like to deal with stuff. I just let God handle it. I don't say nothing. The Holy Ghost lets you start dealing with stuff. Holy Ghost make you bold. Peter was bold to the point of wanting to cut a man's ear off and all that. And yet, when he saw what was happening with Jesus, he got real timid. They said, you look like you... No, I don't. You look like... Didn't I see you with it? What's funny, y'all? We study the scriptures. The man... It's funny, y'all. The man who got his ear cut off, he saw Peter, he said, wasn't you with him last night? I think you're the one. No, I ain't never seen it before. I said, now, come on. If a man cut your ear off, don't you think you're going to remember him? We study scripture. The man whose ear Peter cut off said, wasn't you one of them? He said, no. No speaking the Hebrew. No speaking the Hebrew. Shied away. But on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2 and 4, people said, look at these folk coming out there. They came out the upper room. Hey, shut up. Hey, shamamaka. Hey, shamamasoto. They said, look, Lord Jesus, 9 o'clock in the morning. These folks are drunk. And Peter clarifies it. Acts 2 and verse 14, Peter standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, he wasn't timid, and said, you men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, hearken, listen to my words. These are not drunken as ye suppose. Notice he didn't say they wasn't drunk. He said, we didn't get drunk the way you thought we got drunk. We got an overdose of the Holy Ghost. These are not drunken as ye suppose. See, it's but the third hour. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Look at your neighbor and say, you're supposed to get drunk after 9 o'clock. Tell them you. After 9 o'clock. After 9 o'clock. He just said, it ain't 9 o'clock yet. It's only the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It's going to come to pass in the last day, say God, I'm going to pour out my spirit, my Holy Spirit, upon all flesh, your sons and your daughters. Your sons and your daughters. Your sons and your daughters. God got a plan for your sons. God got a plan for your daughters. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You call your sons men of God. You call your daughters handmaidens of the Lord. Women of God. And your young men going to see vision. Your old men going to dream dreams. And all my servants and all my handmaidens, I'm going to pour out in those days my spirit. And they shall prophesy. So Peter says, what you're seeing here, it did not happen by alcohol. It did not happen by wine. It happened by the Spirit of the Lord. Drop down to verse 18. Peter and John had went into the temple And the man got healed on the way, and he went in there jumping and leaping and praising God. And the man hadn't walked before. And they threatened him, "Don't you preach anymore in the name of Jesus." And that boldness from the Holy Ghost rose up again in Peter. Acts 4 and verse 18. And they called and they commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered, said unto them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than God, you judge." What you think we're going to do? What? Think we're scared of you? What? For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Boldness rises up. Come on, when you get the Holy Ghost, you get boldness to deal with situations, to shut some stuff down, to not be intimidated by the devil. Come on, to not just be going around bullied by every tormenting spirit, every spirit of depression, by every spirit of heaviness. Do y'all hear that? The Bible calls this thing a spirit of heaviness. I was just talking to Pastor Chandler about that. It called a spirit of heaviness. A what? A spirit of heaviness. Depression is a demonic spirit. You got to take authority over that. We know that spirit didn't come from God. It's either a spirit of God or it's a demonic spirit. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear. So where does that spirit of fear come from? That's a demonic spirit. And the Bible says wherever there's fear, it has torment. It causes you to dread life, dread what's going to happen, scared to do things, scared to try things, scared to live up to your potential, scared to start that business, scared to pursue, scared to move forward. You got to take authority over that spirit of fear. I got the Holy Ghost. Stop letting the devil kick you around and use your authority. Get bold. So the disciples were able to complete and finish the assignment that Jesus had given to them in part of the foundation of the early church by the Holy Spirit. Listen, it's one thing to attempt something. It's something else to finish it. It's one thing to initiate something, but it's something else to finish it. It's one thing to enroll in class, to enroll in college, to enroll in university, and it's another thing to finish it. And God said he wants you to finish. That's by the Spirit of God. There's some of you who have started stuff, you've stopped, and God said, you got his spirit, you need to finish. The Holy Spirit is a finisher. It helps you to complete. It helps you to go through. It helps you to accomplish. Hebrews 12 and 2 refers to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. Whose faith? Our faith. Oh, this is so good. So what I believe God for is because of Jesus that I started believing it. He's the author of it. The reason why I believe God, because of Jesus. Because of his blood covenant. Because of his promises. So I started this because of Jesus. Now because I start with Jesus, he will also help me to finish what I believe. See, some of you, come on, you got starting faith. Come on, you got to maintain that faith. And you got to have some finishing faith. And he is the author and the finisher of what you believe. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus talked a lot about finishing. John 4:34, Jesus said, "My meat, what I thrive off of, what I live off of, what feeds me, what thrills me, is to do the will of him that sent me to finish his work." He said in John 5:36, he said, "I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works I do." So Jesus talked a lot about finishing. John 17:4, he said, when he's praying in the garden, he says to the Father, "I've glorified you on earth. I have finished the work that you gave me to do." And most of us, we're familiar that on the cross, John 19:30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." That was his earthly assignment. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you need the Holy Spirit to have a successful finish. You got started the day you came out the birth canal. Now, if you're going to finish this course, if you're going to finish this life and have a life of victory, you need the Holy Ghost. If you're going to fulfill calling, fulfill destiny, manifest the dreams and vision that God's given you, you need the Holy Ghost to finish. Along the journey to successfully completing anything, there's going to be obstacles. There's going to be disappointments. There's going to be setbacks. But the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, helps you to keep pushing through and push past the obstacles. Watch it, to recover from every disappointment and to finish. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord to somebody on this Pentecost Sunday is get the Holy Ghost and go on and finish. Hallelujah. You think you can't do what you need to do in school? Well, the Bible said that the Holy Ghost will bring things to your remembrance. Get the Holy Ghost, remember what you need to remember, and go ahead and finish. You started life, but you got to finish. You started school, but you got to finish. You started a career, but you got to finish. You started a marriage, but you got to finish. You started a business, but you got to finish. You started ministry, but you got to finish. You started this Christian life, but you need the Holy Ghost to successfully finish.
There are ideas and plans that you may have that you have no idea on how to make happen. Some goals will not happen in your own might. It will require the Spirit of the Lord. Bishop Herbert Bailey explains, the Holy Spirit will enable you to do what you otherwise could not do. Order this powerful message today. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rdci.info. Ask for By My Spirit.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.